Good morning, good morning, good morning from the West Coast. It's Chinu, and this is Artist Motivational Monday, where we come to you to jumpstart your week and hopefully give you some thoughts to consider as you are starting out on your creative journey. I greet you from sunny California, even though we had a little bit of rain over the weekend on Saturday. Rain came down in like buckets. Oh, my goodness. But it was maybe about an hour. And then it was gone and it was just real cold. So I hope you had a great weekend. Hope you did everything that you wanted to do. A lot of the mandates have been lifted here on the West Coast and I'm sure every place else. The mask mandate has been lifted. So people are out and about. A little more freedom, I guess. So I hope you are still taking the necessary precautions that you know you need to take as you maneuver your way through your journey of life. So today on Artist Motivational Monday, let's talk about or let's consider the thought. Our thoughts will move us in the wrong direction. How are you thinking? If you have a negative thought about any situation that you may be finding yourself in, if you are holding space for a negative thought, then that negative thought will move you in direction of A, not doing anything, or B, you will literally talk yourself out of any positive attribute of going in a different direction. So what are you thinking? The creative journey is one of roller coaster events. You're going to go up, you're going to go down, you're going to have good months, you're going to have bad months, you're going to have months that are mediocre. You may have creative blocks if you're a writer, and even if you are an artist, you will have a block. You will look at a blank canvas sometimes, not knowing what to put on that canvas. The creative journey leaves you with a lot of ups and downs, which may cause you to think in that form as well. It will cause you sometimes to go into a negative spiral of thinking that maybe you're on the wrong path, maybe you shouldn't be doing this, and you will find yourself stuck. You will find yourself stuck and not moving forward at all. Because at that point, you're not quite sure which way you should go, okay? The best thing to do when you find yourself in those kind of dilemmas is to indeed to consider the alternatives. Consider what your alternatives are. Consider what you could possibly do. Excuse the noise in the background. That is my little Yorkie poo. And this morning, he is overly active, okay? He is overly active. My other dog is laying right next to me. She's being very quiet. But this little Yorkie poo, oh, some days with him is, I don't know. But that's him in the background. You hear his chain rattling where he's shaking and his collar is rattling. But anyway, as we move forward, now, he didn't move until I got on this mic, and then that's when he decided he was going to stand on my shoulder and do all this cute stuff that he does when he knows that he's not supposed to be doing. He does a lot of cute stuff. Anyway, I transition back to our subject for today. In the creative vein, when you're in your creative vein, a lot of times you will have thoughts that will cause you not to move. Because you will think about the finances of your creativity. You will think about maybe supplies that you need. Or you may think about the supplies that you just bought. How much you spent on those supplies. Putting yourself in a thought realm of negativity. Okay, it is important while you are on your creative journey that you stay as positive as you possibly can. That all things work together for your good while you're on this journey and while you're going through life, okay? The creative journey is just that. It is a creative journey. There are detours and stops along the path. There are twists and turns. There are all kind of disparities that will come along along your route of creativity. Okay. And I know some people have become very stagnated during this 2 years of pandemic. So they may not be as creative. The juices may not be flowing as they were at one time. They may be a little clogged up. They may not be flowing as quickly or as regularly as you would like them to flow. But they are flowing if you get into a space of quietness. If you get into a space of quietness, they will flow more freely. If you get into a space of not being your own critic, they will flow more easily. If you get into a space where you are really not entertaining the critical mind, the critic part of you, because everyone has that critic part of them. If you get into the space where you're not holding the meeting with the critic, but you are actually moving in the space of creativity and non-judgmental and continue to move forward in your creativity, you will find that the creative energies will flow more freely because there's no blockage there. The minute you get into a space of being the critic, that's when the blockages come up because you are overthinking the process of your creativity. You are overthinking it. So everything is about mindset this week. I want you to consider your mindset as you are starting out your week here. Consider the ways that you are thinking. Consider how much energy you are expanding into thoughts as you go along. And are those thoughts beneficial to you? Are those thoughts negative? Are they critical? Are they judgmental? Evaluate those thoughts as you go throughout your day. Because if they are any of that, if they are judgmental, if they are critical, any of that will stop your creativity from flowing freely. Okay? As an artist, you learn that. You learn not to be your biggest critic because you have plenty of critics out there. You don't need to be one of them. You don't need to be one of them. You need to just flow and let the creativity come from you onto the canvas or onto the paper or in the jewelry design or into the song or whatever your creative journey is. The creative juices just need to flow. You don't need to be the critic of those juices, okay? You don't need to be over-judgmental of those juices. So as you are starting out your day, let us consider the thought that our thoughts will move us in the wrong direction. How are you thinking? Have a great day. Have a terrific week. And we will talk to you soon. If you are new to my podcast, I do welcome you. Come hang out with me on Mondays. I don't keep you long. If you are new, please look in the profile. There is a link tree there that takes you to the places that we are on social media. Let's connect. Let's keep in touch. Have a great day, guys. Have a terrific week, and we will talk to everyone later. Bye-bye.